And we begin first with football. The Czech national team has traveled to Poland, where it will begin final preparations for Euro 2012, which kicks off this week. The team will begin its tournament on Friday against Russia. Good news for the squad and Czech fans is that team captain Tomáš Rosický trained in cool weather on Monday morning for the first time since suffering injury. The midfielder had been out for 3 weeks. News website IDNES reported that he suffered no difficulties on the pitch, practicing with teammate Daniel Kolář. And here's what team doctor Petr Krejčí had to say.
He's beginning to train, and it looks pretty good. We expect that he will be ready for Russia. We'll see how the training goes, but I think there is a 95% chance things will go well.
As far as the national squad goes, the Czechs will be hoping to rebound from a loss last Friday when the team minus Rosický lost to Hungary at Letná Stadium in Prague. In that game, Hungary opened the scoring just after 6 minutes on a quick free kick that caught Czech and the defenders off guard. The hosts, who created a number of chances, equalized with a Michal Kudlec penalty midway through the first half, but Hungary struck again late in the game when Adam Gyurko scored. In hockey, Stanley Cup finalists the LA Kings won the first two games in their matchup against the New Jersey Devils, lessening the chance the Cup will travel to the Czech Republic this year. The Kings, unlike their opponents, have no Czechs on the roster. In Game 1, New Jersey's Patrik Eliáš earned one assist. In Game 2, Marek Žilický. Eliáš had opportunities in Game 2, at one point moving up with a four-man rush, but was unable to score. The Kings won both games in overtime with a score of 2-1. The third match takes place at the LA Kings Staples Center. The Kings are the first team in history to go 10-0 on the road in the Stanley Cup playoffs. In tennis, Petra Kvitová and fellow Czech player Klára Zakopalová have both made it to the fourth round at the French Open. Zakopalová advanced in straight sets over Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova 6-3, 7-5. Kvitová lost her first set at Roland Garros but survived for a 6-2, 4-6, 6-1 victory over Nina Brachikova. In the men's singles, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych survived a tough five-setter on Friday against South Africa's Kurt Anderson at Roland Garros, but faces another uphill battle now in a round four match that was suspended until Monday, the result of which will be known only after the taping of this program. Berdych is down 2-1 against Del Potro and will have to win in five again if he wants to reach the quarterfinals. That's all the sport for today.